Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple Podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. And this, of course, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked right here. For the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. It is a funky flashback Friday. That means our DJ, Mr. Alex Teichert, will be deep in the crates. But let me first introduce our man, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
Great. I'm great. How about you?
Fair to Midland. No, I'm good.
Fair to Midland. All right.
No, I'm good.
I'm sure we'll hear more about that as the show.
Yeah, better than Mark Cuban in his pockets, but that's another story. We'll get there.
Really? I don't even think so. They could have put several more zeros on there before he was hurting from that fine, but we'll get into that, and we'll get into that soon. But as I said, DJ Alex Teichert's in the crate. Super producer Rob G is running things. And on the update.
Yeah.
That's right. For the third straight night.
Not two.
Monsi Bolaño.
And yeah.
So, all right. And so, Monsi, this is called a hat trick. 3 days
yes,
in a row.
That's right.
There you
that's
go.
That's right.
Or a turkey.
All right.
Monsi didn't realize I knew hockey, but, you know, I worked in hockey town.
Or a turkey.
Is
right?
that what three in a row is?
In bowling?
In bowling,
yeah.
Yes. A turkey.
Is
there
it?
Yeah.
I had no idea. And I took bowling in college.
Yeah, see?
Really?
Is that what they teach?
I took a bowling elective.
That's what,
wow.
That's what they teach.
Year.
That's what they teach in the cornfields of Ohio and give you a college degree
for that. My senior year. year. I think my senior year, I took flag football, bowling, and tennis.
Wow.
Are you serious, Chris? And your parents paid for that?
One of them might have been my junior year, but I know in my last 2 years, I had all my academic stuff taken care of because I hit the books, baby. With my 3.0 grade point average. That's
right.
Look
at them bragging. You hear this?
I'm just letting you, because you said I was stupid.
What did I say?
You said I was a dumb jock.
Oh, I didn't say that.
You implied that because of my course load my last year. But anyway, let's get this thing started. Rob, you mentioned Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. And here's what you were talking about. We know their last two games, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They tanked, and they admitted it. Jason Kidd, the head coach, said before their second-to-last game when Kyrie Irving and four other key players were out and Luka Doncic was just playing a quarter and because it was I Love Slovenia night.
And you know what, Chris? That's the slap in the face. Like to pacify those people. Like they knew they knew they couldn't like not have them play at all. Do you know what I mean? Like that's the disgrace of it. If you're trying, what are you putting them out there for? But they knew that they sold tickets on the pretense of him playing.
And just, I also think, Rob, just that, it was I Love Slovenia night. Why are you even having that? Because your best player is Slovenian. So you had to put him out there for a quarter. At least, but you're right, Rob. And there's no doubt about it. That was just added more insult to injury. And Mark Cuban was fined $750,000 by the NBA. What they called it was conduct detrimental to the league. Rob,
I read Joe D's quote, and that quote was spot on. Did you see it, Chris?
Yes. And I think that was right. Here it is. The Dallas Mavericks decision, this is Joe Dumars, the NBA's executive VP of basketball operations. The Dallas Mavericks decision to restrict key players from fully participating in an elimination game last Friday against Chicago, here's the key phrase, Rob, undermined the integrity of our sport.
Spot on. And he said he let down our fans.
Failed
our league. I mean, that's spot on. There's no other way of looking at it. You cannot do that, Chris, when you're mathematically still involved. I mean, we said it. If you're eliminated, then I get it. No one's going to push back if you're eliminated. But the idea that you have players of that caliber and you're throwing in the towel, that's disgraceful. It just is.
And some people might say, oh, that's strong. No. It's disgraceful.
Period.
And Rob, I don't want to, let's not, and I know you weren't, but just for the listeners, I don't want to gloss over this phrase, undermine the integrity of our sport. What is the difference between the NBA and the WWE?
There you go. Chris, that just...
The integrity of the sport, right?
You're spot on, because once... You start finagling and altering real competition and not a script as a WWE. You have pro wrestling if you start doing that. The integrity of the game is the most important thing. Pete Rose got banned because of that, Chris. You're a manager. You got a big bet on the game, and you're managing because you don't want to lose. Yep. I got a doubleheader tomorrow. I'm blowing out my bullpen because I'm trying to win today. Do you mess with the integrity of the game? Yes, you do.
Absolutely. That is so critical.
Critical.
Especially, Rob, in this day and age where the leagues are in cahoots with the gamblers.
Right.
They're all supporting it, promoting gambling. How in the world can you can't allow this.
Nope.
Rob, I thought he should have got more than $750. That's nothing to Mark Cuban.
And you know
nothing.
What, Chris? How about, you're talking about the gambling aspect, somebody on the team finds out that those guys aren't playing before, you know what I mean? Like, before the spread balloons to minus, to 17 or whatever it was.
Right.
When the spread was, you still thought they were playing, and the spread was, Dallas minus six. Yep. And then when you find out they're not playing, it's Dallas minus 17, but you got in on the minus six. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's insider information. I would call, if I was on the team and I found out they weren't playing or I knew the plan, I'd call my cousin. Make a big bet. They're not playing.
You speak no lies. I mean, so this is serious. It should have been at least seven figures. And I know that wouldn't hurt Mark Cuban either. Now, I mean, some would say, well, could they have taken a draft pick? No, I don't think anybody would suggest that draft pick, the one they protected, you know, by keeping outside of the top 10, presumably. Or keeping it in the top 10, I should say. But you could have taken a draft pick. I would have been fine with a heftier fine. And here's what I say, Rob. Look, we're not innocent. We're not naive. We're not Pollyannish about this. We understand that there were several teams essentially tanking, for lack of a better word, this season, right? San Antonio, they knew they weren't going to be any good. Utah, but what they did, San Antonio just had a roster, Rob, that was bad, right? The roster was bad. They went out there, they tried to win, those guys played as hard as they could, and they simply weren't good enough. When Philadelphia went through the process a few years ago that ended up getting them Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons and others, they did it the right way. If you're going to go that route, you don't tell your team to go out there and lose. You don't tell your coaches we don't want to win. You just build a bad roster. And then they go out there and they try and they're just not good enough. Utah, Rob, Utah ended up being better than they thought they would,
right? Remember earlier in the season, they're playing well.
They're playing great. So what did Danny Ainge do? Did he tell his coaches, you got to stop playing so-and-so and start losing? No, he traded them.
Right.
At the deadline, he traded guys. They're too good. They're helping us win. We're trading them. And it's a business. You're trying to position yourself to get better picks. That's how it should be done if it's going to be done. Because you're still trying to win. I mean, the players on the court are giving their best. The coaches on the bench giving their best. Rob, that game, I don't know if you remember that, Dallas-Chicago a week or so ago. Dallas looked like they could have won that game. They were up six going into the fourth quarter. They led most of the way.
Right, and then they fell.
It was their bench players, and then they kind of fell apart. But did they fall apart? I don't remember if he started taking out the guys that were playing well or whatever it was, but it looked funny. It looked funny. They were doing whatever they had to do to lose that game.
Sad.
They were not going to say, man, we sat Luka and Kyrie and others and still won. That wasn't even a possibility. And that's where it undermines the integrity of the game. You had one team go out there with the intention of losing. And you got to get hit hard.
Right. There's no way you can allow that to happen in the league. You got to be very careful. You just said it. You become pro wrestling, Chris. If people start wondering what they're watching is legit, or you're trying to lose, or you're not putting in real effort, like, that's the worst thing that can happen to a league. It is.
No doubt. So, yeah, like I said, I thought a seven-figure fine was in order. I wouldn't have, been mad at the league had they taken a second round pick or something, but it's fine that they didn't, but definitely thought the fine should have been heavier. All right, we're going to see what you guys think though. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. What'd you think of the fine of Mark Cuban? $750,000. Do you think it was too big, too small, just right? And, what do you think about tanking overall in the NBA? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining a motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection will be in one place. So bundle and save at progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on Mark Cuban's fine, $750K from the NBA.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Douglas. He's in Alaska.
Douglas.
Oh, Douglas, yes. Hey. How you doing,
you
Douglas?
The,
yep.
Is it Douglas? Or,
wow, okay.
Yep.
I was about to make fun of Rob, but I like that.
I got it right. Douglas in Alaska. Go ahead.
I asked the guy who took my call to get it right, and I knew Rob would because he always gets everything right.
There you go, my man.
But not
all right, Douglas, enough.
But not this, all right.
I have to say that with...
Douglas, go ahead.
Are we losing? Douglas.
Yeah, we lost him. I can't believe that. That's messed up. Man, all right. Zach.
Did you hang up on him because he said he disagreed with you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
That was yesterday. Zach and Boise, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Chris? What's up, Rob? Hey, so my thoughts on that, I don't think we find Cuban enough. I mean, let's be honest, $750,000 to him isn't nothing. But I honestly don't think that was the right type of punishment. Why find the owner who has a bunch of money? That's really not going to do anything.
Yeah,
I think it'd be made more beneficial just to, you know, maybe let's say this. Let's say one player might not be able to play in a playoff game. Maybe let's do something like that. It's all checks and balances in this world, and I don't think finding Cuban's going to do anything. I think Cuban would rather take that fine and take a better draft pick. Let's do something different.
Well, if you really want
to be a draft.
Yeah, if you really want to be serious, it would. That's the way you hurt an organization. We saw it with the Patriots, Chris, and Bill Belichick, right, with the biggest fine to a coach.
Yep.
They took away draft picks. You can say
whatever you want.
That hurt them.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate the call. Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Gary?
Yeah, so here's what Mark Cuban's thinking. That's all I had to pay to keep my pick? Awesome. So, yeah. The NBA put that statement out there to pacify fans and the media. They don't care about this.
Nah, I mean, look, like we said, what is $750,000 to Mark Cuban?
That's in his ashtray in his car.
Right, it's nothing. So you can't blame the fans for feeling that way.
Yep, Gary, thanks for the call. James in Arkansas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, James?
Hey, hello?
Yes.
Yes, huge fan of the show.
Thank you.
Huge fan of both Chris and Rob.
Appreciate it. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
I think the league got it wrong. The Jazz, if you remember, they were one of the hottest teams to start the season, and they traded away Colin Sexton, Mike Conley. They traded away winning players. So how do you guys feel about teams going into tank mode when they're actually winning? You know, I mean, the Mavs tanked one game. Versus the Wizards, you know, shutting it down with 15 games left.
Yeah,
no,
but
I think when you trade players, I mean, Danny Ainge did that last summer. He traded Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell. Like, he was tearing it down. And I think that's different if you just put out a bad roster and you know you're going to lose. But you're trying to win. Those guys are out there playing their hearts out.
Right, those guys, they can't buy into the idea of what's good for the organization. They're trying to keep jobs.
Right.
Yeah,
to me, that's different.
Yeah, midway through the season, though.
They did it before the season. Are you talking about the Mavericks? Who are you talking about?
No, he's talking about the Utah.
The Jazz.
But they scaled their team down, and then those guys who they put on.
No, you guys, listen.
They didn't tell guys go lose.
They didn't like season.
No, we got that. But we're talking about they traded Gobert and made all these changes going into the season, and then the team they put together started out playing well. And then, yes, they made trades at the trade deadline. I get we understand what you're saying. We do.
Yeah,
we just don't agree that's as bad as what Cuban did.
Right.
I mean, that game, there was no doubt. I mean, they literally tried to lose that game. You look at Utah, with all the trades they made and guys that weren't playing, they still almost beat the L.A. Lakers.
Yes. It's a little different. Thank you for the call. John in Fort Lauderdale, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, John?
Thank you for putting me on. This situation absolutely riles me. First of all, anybody that had any question about Adam Silver and whether he's a wuss or not and whether he's effective, you have gotten your answer, okay? Now, guys, consider two things. Number one, the NBA is embedded and married to the DraftKings betting site. You cannot have this happen. Right. Number two, within the context of the game, even after they said they were going to tank, they were winning the game
right.
and found a way to blow right. it. This right. is inexcusable. You kidding me, $750,000? First of all, the draft pick should have went back to the Knicks, and they should have been taken to Cuban out as an owner for at least a year.
I hear
oh,
you.
He's coming hard, yep. Nah, but that's where... Again, Rob, it's bad as it is, but now that gambling is accepted by these leagues, you really got to be on your P's and Q's as far as this stuff. We'll get to Mark Medina and talk to him about this. You know Funky Cole Medina, friend of the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, NBA insider.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio. Our next guest is the Fox Sports Radio NBA insider, Mark Funky Cole Medina. What's up, brother?
Chris, Rob, nothing better than spending a Friday afternoon with you guys.
No doubt.
We like that. We like that. All right, let's start with the Mavericks. I guess we got to start on a bad note, but we thought the fine was, it was the slap on the wrist.
Right.
I get it that no fine is going to really hurt Mark Cuban. But I thought it should have been at least seven figures. What'd you think of it? Too much, too little, not enough? What are your thoughts?
We like what they the statement, but they didn't do anything really to hurt right. them. The statement
yeah,
is perfect.
I don't like it for multiple reasons. I mean, the fine itself is a slap on the wrist, and they should be punished more severely. But at the same time, I feel like the NBA made the Mavericks out to be the example. It was almost like they were upset that the Mavericks said the quiet part out loud, that, wow. hey, we're going to tank this game to avoid making the playoffs, as opposed to penalizing teams that tank for an entire season, right? Like, look at the Oklahoma City Thunder the last few years. Their whole strategy has been, let's just hoard draft picks, let's just hoard draft picks. This year, you know, they've been able to turn a corner because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is just a really great star, and he's just continuing to show greatness. But that's the problem that I had, that it seemed like the NBA was showing a lot of energy with this punishment because the Mavericks were so public about it. But then at the same time, the punishment itself really wasn't that significant. To Rob's point, Cuban can afford that. It's probably nothing more than a parking ticket in his eyes.
Yeah. Right. The league just has to be careful with that. And I think you're right about making it so blatant. And because fans, it's just not fair to people who have paid money and whatnot. And then they had the nerve to, of course, have Luka play because it was, what was it, Chris? Slova? What was
it? Slovenians were there. They saw for a whole quarter, only a quarter, though.
I would have asked for my three quarters of a refund on my ticket. That's what I asked for. Let's get into the playoffs, and I guess the play-in it still doesn't count. Where do those stats go, Mark? They don't count in playoff stats, but they don't count for the regular season. I don't understand
that.
They
just vanish.
Right, where are they? What are they?
Yeah, they go into a black hole. And look, what was interesting is I think the original thought about it was, you know, this was part of the bubble, right? And they knew that certain teams were playing these playing games, but other teams weren't because not everyone was part of the bubble. So that's where the genesis of it was. But it's fine to carry that into the normal seasons, but you should count the stats. I'm with you. I'm sure the NBA will eventually fix it, but they should have fixed it, you know, a few years ago.
Mark, The Athletic interviewed a coach, an executive, and a scout about every first-round series, at least those that we know about, you know, at this point. And all of them were unanimous in picking who they would win.
Which is bad.
Except the Lakers-Grizzlies. There was two guys picked, the executive and the scout picked the Lakers. The coach picked the Grizzlies. Where are you at on this Lakers-Grizzlies series?
Yeah, that's a good question. I can see either, but if I had to make a pick, thankfully I don't have to put money on it, but if I had to make a pick, I think the Lakers win it in six. I think you look at it through a few lens here, guys. One of the things that could be potential concerns about the Lakers is, hey, can they stay healthy? And they're an older team. But when you look at the schedule, you know, thankfully they, for their sake, they won the playing game. They don't play till Sunday. But then when you look at that whole first round, game two is on Wednesday. Game three is on the following Saturday. Game four is Monday. They basically not just have the days in between to scheme and prepare for an opponent. They have so many days to rest. So that's number one. I think that will help the Lakers. But the second part is not just the fact that the Lakers are more experienced than the Grizzlies, but it seems like dating back to last season when they faced the Warriors in the playoffs, they can test a experienced, mature team. But it seems like they've put so much more energy into the trash talking, the physicality, than actually playing basketball. And so they have a great team. Ja Morant's back. You know, they are going to have some struggles without Steven Adams and Brandon Clark. But I like Desmond Bain, Jaren Jackson Jr. They have a really complete team. But I think they do some self-inflicted wounds with going off the rails, with trying to worry about the things that don't matter. And it just seems like in the context of a playoff series, it's going to be inevitable that happens at some point.
Let me follow up. After watching the Lakers playing game, which was a struggle, do you not have any concerns? I mean, and you had a healthy LeBron and AD and a depleted Timberwolves team, and they had 30 more free throw, 30, how many free throws they have? 30. Yeah. And it still was a struggle for them. They had to go to overtime to beat them. Did that not send any kind of red flags? Because a lot of guys didn't play that well. I mean, the other guys, not AD or LeBron.
Oh, 100%, Rob. But look, Chris is asking, who do I take in the first round? I'm not predicting the Lakers to win the championship here, right?
Right.
So I definitely have the concerns that you outlined, and that's why I think that their ceiling really is the second round because of what you just highlighted. I mean, I do give the Lakers credit for this season, that whether it was a flawed roster before the trade deadline or since, they've really had a good record with the deadline moves. They've been a resilient team, but they've also they've committed a lot of mistakes. This isn't the first time that Anthony Davis had a questionable closeout foul. That happened against the Mavericks.
I was at that game. Yeah, Chris and I talked about that. You can't do those things.
Yeah, you can't do those things. And if you're always playing from behind, eventually you won't be able to come back from all of them, number one. Attrition catches up on you. So I think in the context of the playoffs here, I don't think concerned enough that they would lose to the Grizzlies. They very well could because the Grizzlies are a good team, but I think the Lakers win that series. But, yeah, I don't see them getting past the second round.
Before we get to the playoffs, I want to ask you about a guy that's not in those, and that's Damian Lillard. He made a few statements recently that at least seemed to open the door to him being traded. Well, I don't know if you've talked to people around the league about it, but what are your thoughts about, you know, the possibility of him moving on to a team that can contend this summer?
Yeah, well, look, as you guys know, in today's NBA, things can always be fluid. Things can always change. Even someone like Damian Lillard, who's always professed loyalty to the Blazers, those things can change too. But I think in the current present time, you know, I take what Chauncey Billups was saying last week when they were in L.A., that, you know, their understanding is that he's in it for the long haul, and there's never been any wavering as far as how he feels about the organization, how he feels about the city and wanting to stay there. That doesn't mean that the Blazers are fine the way they are. Clearly they're not. Not only are they not contending, they're not even the play-in. And so there is a hope to improve the roster. But I think here's the problem. I think the easy answer is if they're going to make changes, they have to make the hard decision about trading Damian Lillard because this idea of just finding different role players, it hasn't worked. They made that hard decision, you know, when Joe Cronin took over, of trading CJ McCollum and trying to get more pieces around Damian. But Even when he's been healthy, it hasn't been the same. But I know talking with Joe Cronin ever since he's gotten the job, he's admitted he doesn't have the appetite not only to trade Damian Lillard, but to have that massive rebuild where you're starting from scratch from anything. I don't sense that those sentiments have changed, but I think that if it were to change, it would require Damian Lillard to be up front that he wants out, and I don't think it's reached that point yet.
They need to either trade Damian for some more young assets, right, or trade the young assets for a star, a veteran star, because they're on two different timetables, Damian and the rest of the young players, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. And look, I think that, you know, obviously they've been in the lane of they want to build around Damian. They did the extension last year for a reason. There was no eye blinking with that. But, you know, as far as what they can get in the market with some of their young guys, I mean, there's some intrigue with Shaedon Sharpe and Anthony Simons, but I don't know if it's enough to get that star that Damian Lillard needs. But I do think that, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, and I fear that Portland's doing that. Even if they did make that pivot, parting ways with CJ McCollum, which is something that Neil Olshey was adamantly refusing to do when he was in charge, but clearly they've seen this year. Damian Lillard was healthy. He's playing at this magnificent level, and it still wasn't enough. You're not going to get an equal trade for him, but I don't think that's the point. It's about trying to move in the right direction. But again, things can change, but at this point in time, I haven't sensed that Portland's changed their thought process on their loyalty to him.
All right, that's our man Mark Funky Cole Medina. Great stuff as always, brother.
Yep,
enjoy your weekend.
We'll keep checking in with you, my man.
I appreciate you guys.
All right, sad story, Robert, very sad story potentially. Involving one of the best high school players in the country. We'll get into that next. It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Friday, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, and it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, Chris, my best bet was the Yankees. Money line over the Twins. They got hammered last night. Remember, the Twins scored 9 runs in the first inning last night.
I was watching that game.
It was ridiculous. Crazy. Every ball was going out of the park.
Yeah.
So the Yankees hit 2 home runs already in the first inning, Chris. It's 2-0 Yankees over the Twins. I figured they'd have a bounce-back game. I took the T-Wolves minus 5.5, hosting the Thunder. And I have the Bulls plus 5 at the Heat. Have they cut the lead? It was 10 at one point. I expect the Heat to win, but I'm expecting the Bulls to make a closer game of it. So, again, the Yankees on the money line, T-Wolves minus 5.5, and the Bulls plus 5. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. Thank you, Rob. Mikey Williams, a lot of people that follow high school basketball might know the name. 5-star recruit from San Diego. He's going to the University of Memphis to play for Penny Hardaway. He's ranked in like the top 30 in his class. But Rob, when he was a freshman, he scored 77 points in a game, a varsity game. And he was ranked, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, like he was one of the top 2 or 3 players in his class, if not number 1. Yeah. But anyway, he was just arrested yesterday on a charge of assault with a deadly weapon. There's multiple counts of assault, but the police are saying reportedly that he'll likely only face felony gun charges. Okay. Right. And the story that according to police report is saying that 5 people got into a car from a residence. And as they were driving away, shots were fired at the car. And they hit the car, and nobody was hurt, thankfully, but they did hit the car. And that's the incident that Mikey is being arrested surrounding. So, I don't know. I'm not going to cast judgment on him yet. You know, we don't know what's going on, whether or not he's guilty. But
we're not judging jury. We don't do that.
Yeah, it's just bizarre, Rob. I mean, this kid, hopefully it's not true. I mean, I don't know why in the world someone in his position would do something like that. And Rob, to really paint the picture of where this kid comes from, not only did he have, and still does perhaps, have a tremendous basketball career ahead of him, but his dad, and his, you know, he lives with his mom and his dad, and he's got 2 other siblings. His dad has a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. from National University and a master's degree in human behavior and sports psychology. So you're not talking about a kid, not that that would justify it or make it okay.
I was going to say,
you're not talking about a kid from, you know, a really hardened and tough upbringing. Again, not that that makes it okay, but yeah, hopefully, Rob, this is maybe a misunderstanding and he didn't do it. I mean, if he did something like that, you deserve to get punished.
No, you're the punishment.
Justice
exactly.
Must be served, right?
No doubt. No matter what your basketball career
absolutely.
Or future could be,
absolutely.
You can't do those things, and you got to be real careful who you hang around with and, Chris, how you operate and who you deal with, because these things can hurt you. Like, you really, really have to think about that.
Yeah, and you shoot at a car.
You could kill somebody.
I mean, yeah, you are fortunate that you didn't hit anybody, whether it was him or somebody else. I mean, my goodness, like, what in the world are you thinking? What in the world could have made you do something like that? And I don't know if Mikey even had anything to do with it, Mikey Williams.
And you talk about his future. He's the first high school player ever, Chris, to get an endorsement deal with Puma. So that tells you about, you know, the upbringing and the thought
right.
process of him, you know, yep. and what he has ahead of him.
And you just hope, you don't want kids that are given everything. Let's just face it. When you're that great, you know, a lot of good things come your way. Sneakers, other material things, clothing, just you're famous. I mean, he's got millions of followers on social media. He's got professional players following him, superstars, celebrity rappers and stuff following him. And you just hope that never goes to a kid's head to the point you think you can get away with stuff like this, right? Like, you start thinking, I can do whatever the heck I want. And so, again, hopefully he's not even involved with this. But if you're in that position, man, you can't start thinking. Nobody's above the law. You just saw the former president of the United States get arrested.
Absolutely. Right? That if that doesn't tell you something, nobody. Chris,
right.
Nobody. If you do something, there's a chance that, and again, these are just charges brought up. We're not
right.
convicting anybody, but still, there's an indictment. It's got to go to the grand jury. People think that it's worthy.
All right, we got 2 hours left on Funky Flashback Friday. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.